Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 16th of February, 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you've had a great weekend. This is probably going to be a bit of a short one tonight. I have got to get up early to produce tomorrow's podcast because I was hoping to get it done today and I'm behind, which is annoying me. And I'm off at 9 o'clock tomorrow, which means I've got to get everything done a little bit early, and it's not going to be easy, but hey, these are the joys of being a podcaster and trying to make sure I always get a podcast out on a Monday night. Now, a few things I want to quickly chat about. Interview on Friday, I spoke about on Thursday, went really, really well. I'm really positive, really hoping I get this put in this job. One, because it's 4 days a week, which gives me a week dedicated to doing things on the podcast, which will be great. But two, it's a really interesting job. I'm going to be in research and development, and that includes creating some fridges for storage of seeds and also these sort of temperature-controlled units for starting off plants and looking after plants. And these are places that go into Kew Gardens and things like that. So it's really, really interesting. Really, really hopeful, and I'm hoping I get this job. Fingers crossed, of course, that it goes my way. It's quite relevant because since I've been on this and I've started thinking about what I do and how I can use it in my gardening journey, it's got me really thinking about other aspects that we could use. One of the things I spoke about on tonight's live stream is creating a heat pump, which is basically a reverse fridge to heat a greenhouse. I can see it working. See it working well. Added to that, other things like these fridges used to grow on plants. They can make great use of those for looking after our plants and getting our plants growing as well. So I've got lots and lots of ideas that really are inspiring me and getting me to think about what we could do differently in our garden, our allotment, using fridges as well. So fingers crossed I get this job. Fingers crossed. Now, as I said, it's going to be a bit short. So one of the things I do need to talk about is growing cauliflower. And we sowed our cauliflower today. This is a variety called All Year Round. Now, I've actually sown mine in quarter seed trays, which I've just filled up with compost, scattered a few seeds over the top, and then sprinkled over more compost to give it about 1 centimetre depth of compost covering the seed. That will then just sit inside on my kitchen windowsill until germination. Once we get germination, we will probably prick them out into individual plug plants. Now, I'm just thinking what I should have done was use my germies. So use those to sow these seeds, but we didn't. And it's not a problem. Or even many of our other things that we could use, which would have made life easier. But we didn't. We could have done plug plants and things like that just to speed things up. But space is a bit of a problem at the moment, as I'm sure it is for many of you. But these are inside in the kitchen windowsill because they need a temperature between 12 and 20 degrees C. It's a bit too cold in the greenhouse for that, or the cold frame. Could be in our heated propagators, but I'm saving that for seeds that actually need heat to propagate. So I think these will be okay as in just on the kitchen worktop. And once they germinate, we will bring them out into plug plants to continue letting them grow. And then we'll start hardening them off to get them ready to go outside. They'll go into our mini greenhouse and things like that as the weather warms up, and then we'll get them into the ground. Now, we've got to prepare the ground where these are to grow beforehand, just by making sure that it's clear of weeds, adding a bit of well-rotted compost. Could add some compost brought in, of course, but well-rotted compost, not necessarily dug in, just used as a mulch. Don't want it too rich because it can lead to leafy plants for very little curds. And then we will just plant these plants out. Add, of course, as always, when it comes to brassicas, we add lime when we plant these things out to adjust the pH and get those beds really right for these plants. Continue to let them grow and keep them well watered, and eventually they will produce curds. Now, these are probably going to be a summer cauliflower, maybe late spring, but it's probably summer cauliflower. Now, the risk is when it comes to summer cauliflowers is that they have a tendency to bolt. That's where the sun gets a bit too hot in the middle of summer and it bleaches and sort of discolours the cauliflower. What some people do is try and add some shade cloth, or they cover over the leaves to try and protect the curd from the sun a little bit more. Not easy, but cauliflowers are one of the hardest things to grow. But as long as you keep the soil moist and keep the soil covered with a good mulch, you're halfway there. The biggest problem, as I say, is the sun and, of course, pests, brassica netting and things like that, just to keep birds and stuff like that off your cauliflowers. Like I say, they're one of the hardest things to grow. Now, we've accomplished a lot here. I did do a car boot yesterday, I spoke about, and I didn't sell any plants, actually. I didn't take any plants to sell, but I am trying to start up a mini plant nursery to try and get my dream of running a plant nursery up and running, and this seems like the ideal time to do this. I was sort of doing a bit of market research. I could see there was somebody selling plants down the far end. They needed to sell a lot of plants for it to be worthwhile, but I think it could be an opening for something that we want to do in order to make more of a living out of grow your own. Seems like the ideal time to do this, because I don't know what's going to happen, whether I get this job or not, but we're hoping it's going to go our way. Anyway, more on that as it develops. In the meantime, I'm going to love you and leave you. As I said, it is a short one because I've got to get up early tomorrow. But I will be back again on Thursday. Be podcast out tomorrow as well. So until then, please take care.